one-shots. Different games, one shot at a time.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Between you and another player, it just represents the connections that you have with that person.
Do you need a chair?
Also, those sheets are even less yours as they are communal. During character creation, anybody can grab anybody else's sheet and write on it.
I had to play today. Thank you.
All of you need markers? During...
Are you playing?
Really? He's got two, but dogs is better with fewer.
I'll stay here.
Can you grab out another blank piece? Blank piece? Alright.
And that goes over there.
We have enough.
I need it for the tilts. Alright. So, these character sheets during character creation are communal. You may grab anybody else's character sheet and write upon it. The things that you will write will be the stuff out of this pamphlet. Everybody, keep up with me here. Keep it all simple. Everybody needs to divide their sheet in two, like this. And at the very top, write relationship. Every character sheet will have a relationship. This is the relationship between you and that player. So this is our relationship. There will also be, and they can change, needs, locations, and objects. Needs, locations, and objects. For a five-player game, we will need at least two needs, a location, an object, and then the last one can be whatever you want. I recommend another object. Alright, so whenever you choose that, you will choose from these dice numbers, you will choose out of here and say, alright, for our relationship, or I can grab their sheet and say they have a relationship. I will say, alright, I want a romance between you two. I will choose a five. I take the five, I put it on that sheet, and I write down romance. Goes around the table again, comes back, and I say, okay, I want to elaborate that romance. So under five, I choose one of these other die numbers, and I say, weird romance. So I take the six, which was part of the weird romance. I write that on there, and I say, romance, on there, and now I write weird romance. So now there is a weird romance going on between those two characters.
We're brother and sister.
That is for the relationships. You also have options to choose for needs, locations, and objects. The kick being that there is a restriction on how many of each thing you can get. You can only have, there's one need between us, or object, or location. Beyond that, that is pretty much how it goes for character creation. I would recommend making it as saucy and as interesting as you possibly can. More complication, the better. Just because you start off chained to a grate and your leg has been shot by the woman you love does not mean you're starting off in a bad situation. Bad situations are just as good. And then we'll go through character creation, and then after that I'll describe how we actually play through scenes and what we do with the dice. So at the start of the game, everybody grab up just random dice. Doesn't really matter. Oh, wait, I got to grab some more.
That plate of food looks amazing.
I mean, Con.
Soap?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff up there.
Where?
Up in room 200.
Man. First time coming to this con?
Yeah, I got here at 8:30 last night.
Okay, this con. If you go down that hall toward the front desk, to the right side, down, left, up the stairs, there's a con suite. Free food and usually beer all weekend long.
There's only a couple beers left in the fridge. They're out of cups for the soda.
Wow.
But there's mini eclairs, there's cupcakes, there's some cake, there's chips, there are bagels and cream cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So, actually, let me look at the dice and make sure that we have two black and two white for each player. All right. So there's five players. Okay. That's right. There you go. Roll some dice. Alright. Push all these out here in the center. And we'll try and separate them based upon their numbers for easy at organization.
2, 5, 6. 2.
I do occasionally cheat on this part of the game, as it is really annoying when all of them come up 6s.
The same number,
you don't choose anything else.
Nail 3s. Yeah, I was just going 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alright, so I will say. That's actually
pretty good.
Yeah.
Got a lot of 1s, a lot of 6s.
Alright, so. During this part, we shall go through here and write stuff on paper. 1, 2, 4. Alright, so I will go ahead and start. Show you how it's done. I will choose a relationship between. Alright, so.
You're an object.
Alright, so I am going to say we have an object between you two.
Okay.
So I write down object on the sheet between you two. And the object is going to be under valuables. So I choose object, valuables, and that is a 5. And then I then take the 5 and put it on your sheet. Keep track of it, and then we can pass around to you.
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
don't censor yourself for it.
Oh no.
Relationship between you two? Because you're the one that can reach, honestly. And I'm going
to
say.
You can also, of course, write on the ones right next to you, but it's more interesting to mess with other people.
You two are family.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves a little bit, get to know each other, give each other a character description, kind of chat. You guys have been in the cell block for a couple weeks, well, not a couple days now.
Crap.
No.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a need. Actually, yes.
That's in every module, has that. To get laid.
To get it on and
get it on.
To make a baby for real this time.
All right. So next round, if nobody has chosen that option, you can write down to make a baby if that's one of the options.
Okay. All right, then, sorry, I need to make it a 4. It's a 4, then, not a 6.
All right. Okay.
So, you'll choose one of those little numbered options that's in bold.
Right. And it could be a need, a relationship, or an object.
Right now, it can be anything in that.
We have object and need. We'll need everything else still.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll pick a location.
I'll be right back.
Are you going to the con suite?
Yes.
If you're getting a drink, find and take a cup with you. There's none up there.
Or bring back an entire 2 liter.
Certainly an option. They have more behind the bar.
I have a cup with me.
Okay, so I'll choose a location between, I guess, the two of you.
Okay.
Like that. It's going to be County Road 15. So that's
a lot of fun.
Four. That's
all right, so location of Country Road.
County Road.
County Road, aren't they really big? Feel right, really big, so everybody can read it.
Okay.
We need everything. So,
yeah, we need relationships over here, relationships there.
I would go for a relationship right now.
Yeah. Well, there's only one relationship I can have right now.
Yeah.
To our family.
Familia.
Another need and an object. It doesn't have to be an object.
Okay, when it gets around to me, I also put a need to get it on in there. For maximum inappropriateness.
Need or ship.
I kind of figured Solar Vine would jump on that.
Yeah.
The guy just built it for the hell of it.
Somebody just had to set a trade and say, run a game. Like, alright.
Well, he's been hard right there, man. Which one are you running?
I'm running.
Hoping the one I want is still available when we come back around.
The fetch and carry quest prison break that will involve drunken brawl and airship as well.
Oh, so it's the whose game is it anyway?
John's running the other half.
Oh, there we go with the incense. Then we need to get it on. Okay, I was tempted to do it over there. Yes, let's get incest everywhere.
Weed and porn for Jesus. Hooray.
As long as Brian is not playing, I can get away with it. And it is hilarious.
Our tagline from last night's game.
What numbers we got a lot of?
Weed and porn for Jesus?
For Jesus. For Jesus. Yes. Or you could have gold fishes, but it doesn't have this.
Okay,
here.
Can you just pass me?
Really good. Yeah?
Looks like some sort of brownie.
I have one, but I don't want to start too much. Thank you. Cream puffs.
And some kind of s'more crispy treat.
Here, have a three. Some crime between you two. We already got some incest going on over here.
Okay, well,
family needs
well then,
to get it on.
Then I've got to complete that complication. So.
Well, if you don't know who I am, you might not be the people I think you are.
He's like all of us.
I'm not afraid of awkward.
Make a baby.
Sure, that's appropriate. Anyone who's
for real this time is exactly what it says. So, meaning there have been previous attempts that have not gone to plan.
So we have all the big things now, we just have to define things. Is that the way it works?
Well, they need a relationship.
They need a relationship.
We need a relationship over here.
We can also still go further and define something else.
We also need an object.
Sometimes you want to grab, define something before you run out of the dice you want.
Okay, I'm gonna give you guys an object here. Or is this you and me?
This is you and me.
Oh, well then I won't pick that one. Well, maybe I should.
Don't ever hold back.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got something better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need weapons.
Why not? Everybody, you always need a weapon.
For your crime.
For the crime, exactly. Oh, sorry.
See, I was, like, trying to not be awkward.
Don't fight it.
Oh, wait, this was still slightly awkward. Or could be. I need your guys'
You don't think we can, but you are.
That's what I had to take it when I saw it.
Relationship. Actually, that'd be funniest over here. Make things ultimately complicated. We've romanced.
We got ourselves a good old fashioned love triangle here.
Attempted also when valuables come around to make it a big or a ring with a big fucking rock.
Four.
Yeah, it's a four. Because we only have one four left. I used the last five.
So do you basically keep going around until all the dice are gone in the
yes.
middle? Okay.
This is what you saw. If you're in the
four. Oh, there is a three left.
Special security.
I'm gonna run up to that con suite, man.
What all do we still need?
Friendship.
Romance.
Object and romance over there need to be defined. Family over there, and then both of those need to be defined.
Alright.
Dry erase markers? Yeah.
No, that would be perfect. Ooh, that would be awkward.
Small town, whatever kind of town. You gotta have a meth lab.
Exactly. I went to Iowa once. In that particular town, the drugs were the fun.
Most towns operate.
So we are social enemies that are church friends that need to get into County Road 16.
Something at County Road 16.
Something important.
Could be where the church is.
All right, well, it's going to be a one. So what do we got?
Well, we can make this ring with a big fucking rock. What's one under romance?
We got,
you guys still need...
So we have to define the romance and define the object.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh, George.
We had the right number of dice. We are missing a die. Or somebody grabbed a die twice. Apparently I need to add a die. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, somebody over there grabbed a die twice.
Alright, so...
No, I too. That's... I just put the two over there.
Yeah, I think this is...
Oh, yeah, you... Well, you have a location and a need.
Yeah, these are... There should only be three dice over there.
Oh, there should? Oh, yeah. Well, it's not the... I know the
no,
two...
No, because to get the truth and about the weird... That's two different things. To get the truth about the weird guys wrestling.
Yeah, it's two different things. And the top one should only have one.
Well, it's family and it's siblings.
Define siblings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Done. Okay. Yeah. I thought that wasn't
no,
done yet.
No, because there's one here and then two more over here.
I thought that was... Yeah.
And that'll be four and four.
All right.
So, yeah, we're good. So, we have...
I try to be imaginative. she ended up with just one. Kind of.
Oh, that'll work. That will work. Come here.
That was good.
Look at that, perfect timing.
She came back with a whole tree flush.
That's for later.
Uh-huh.
Little thing.
Yeah. Oh, that was wanting.
A cattle prod? Cool.
Yes.
What was that? The cutting? Cattle prod.
We're meth entrepreneurs, which is our crime. Our weapon is a cattle prod.
Right, because you can set it off. If you got to leave, just
well,
psh, on your
I think
way
that,
out
that basically narrows it down. I mean, it's going to be
a one
there and a one there. So.
However, well, okay,
I couldn't define
you...
that need further if I needed to.
If it matters to you, the very, very last die is any number you want it to be.
Ah.
Okay. No, I'm going to give you an
The last
there.
Die is always wild when it's assigned.
John's running the other half. It's undervalued.
Oh, yeah, so I have to go undervalued.
I'm still trying to figure out all the components of this.
It's the wedding ring with the big frog. The funny thing is, all of this so far doesn't mean that actually anything is between us, but there is a romance that connects us somehow.
I think pretty much we've got our
I, the other, the one under defining romance is married to each other.
That's your one.
What is your object?
Wedding ring with a big fucking rock.
Yeah.
So basically, you've now got carte blanche, because you can make the last one anything you want. So you're about to define our romance.
So you guys kind of you have like this whole three-way.
Oh yeah, the three-way's over here.
Only in Cincinnati would that mean something different.
And only if you're a skyline.
Also, this ice spider.
Just keep them the right numbers.
It doesn't really matter at this point.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, we don't get to see it while you're writing it.
So make sure you get all your sheets faced so that everybody can read them. Everybody else can read them pretty easily.
Yeah,
and I have these nifty little laminated cards if you want to write your name. Maybe a brief description as to what you are. I am a zealot pawn shop owner. Very, very religious.
Unhealthy obsession.
Nice. You know, I'm almost tempted to make my life easier to, like, play a female.
That might make it less awkward.
Less awkward until we're doing the dialogue. You never take me anywhere.
Considering you are in between.
Or we could be all guys. Though it makes the need to get it on to make your baby for real this time very difficult.
More plausible. Unless we're trying to do, like, you know, like surrogates or something.
I'm the meth entrepreneur that goes to church.
That is not quite as blasphemous as you would think. At least not out of place.
All right. I'm the star running back to the high school.
All right, so take a moment and discuss with the people to your left and to your right as to what this means.
Okay.
Try to define it and flesh it out a little bit.
Are you going to be a guy?
So,
I don't know.
Okay, I'll move over here then.
Weapons, cattle prod.
So we are, siblings, so since I've already got a last name, that makes
we're
your last name range as well.
Okay.
That's all right.
You're Bradley?
I'm Bradley. I'm the
probably
star running back.
Not
the
top,
football
be more perfect.
I think we should
of each player.
And you attack us with a counter blaster.
So I mean, Brandy.
Your meth lab should probably be on the farm somewhere.
Bradley and Brandy.
And I am.
I need to make a baby.
Are you the head cheerleader?
Oh no.
Are you the goth girl?
Somehow. I am the goth girl.
For real. No. For real.
This time. All right, and we need to find out about the weird guy and, who is harassing our
mom. I think our church should be at the county road.
I need some token southern big fat woman Bible thumping Baptist name.
Beulah James.
I was just going to say Mary Sue or something.
Mahalia.
Bertha.
I did think of that one.
I don't know what that is too.
Monique.
Extra need written on here. Everything else has everything right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, there was an extra one?
Yeah, there was a need and a location on this.
Oh, only one. I'm sorry.
Beulah Clancy.
Huh?
Beulah Clancy. From the Hackaway County Clancy.
Right.
The Hackaway County
Clancy's, because you have to you're not with those other Clancy's.
Yeah.
So you're the next county over is Hackaway County.
Okay, we haven't fleshed out County Road 16, that's why.
Okay.
Oh, the extra, I actually put that on there, so.
Yeah, she put a need for the location down.
Why don't we take the number that need
was? It was a 3.
Okay, so.
County Road 16.
3 is control tower above the terminal.
County Road 16.
Actually, 3 is roads and skeletons of houses. The sign saying Starfield Acres.
Excited, I'm a guy. Just to make some weirdness.
All right, then.
I'm an alcoholic drifter.
I'm going to assume that you have an unhealthy obsession with me.
I distribute.
Or an unhealthy obsession with him because I need to make a baby.
Well, that's your name.
Yeah.
We have the unhealthy obsession.
Oh.
How can we use?
We could both have an unhealthy obsession with him.
But this is between
us.
Some people don't want to pay.
So we have to decide mutual.
We have to get money.
Yeah, screw the pimp camp. We got a cattle
prod. Yeah. What do you think? I'm going to start running back into high school.
Because when you hit him with the cattle prod,
I think it's probably one-sided.
Okay.
A weird alcoholic drifter just watching you run around.
That's what I was thinking. And the object is probably something that I tried to
buy. Apparently our church is in a really bad part of town where a cult used to be.
All right.
Which might somehow explain how I got into dealing meth.
But you had to finance the cult that you were previously a member of.
I have a fake idea. I do a lot of goth clubs. That's where the meth goes. There you go.
Right. And we used to have a project to get the money from people.
I am Joe. You are Mark. An alcoholic drifter. We have to make a baby. How are we achieving this?
For real, this
like trying real hard.
That's my favorite part. This has happened before.
Yes. It applies so much.
That might speak
possibly
something of the high school.
Are we like related?
And what they might.
Well, we don't think we are.
Well, okay.
Well, he has.
What do we currently think?
The obsession is one-sided. He has an obsession.
I'm probably just a frequent customer. Haunting things for my alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I, for some reason, tried to buy the wedding ring off of him.
I don't know. Possibly, like, I'm helping you with money.
We don't know what. Yeah.
For your wife to get in vitro.
I don't have a wife.
What do you have?
Well, I have an unhealthy obsession. I have an unhealthy obsession with the high school track star.
Awesome. So, you are...
I may go on about my wife wanting to get her a ring.
All right, so how are you making a baby?
You managed to get a hold of his stuff, and you heard about or seen it in a movie where a guy got pregnant.
That's just the law. a little too much, maybe.
We're in the deep cell. You never know.
If you can make a baby, you can sell it on the black market adoption circuit.
I know. I'm married.
Yeah.
You're going to be the father in vitro with my wife.
Okay. I'm the alcoholic drifter. Me, you're the father of my baby.
Why not?
Okay.
All right, so the way we actually play the game is somebody will choose to have a scene. You either choose to frame it yourself, at which point you say what is going on, what is happening, who else is involved. Feel free to add anything else. The only thing you cannot do or say is what another character does. You can be feel free to do things to another character at any point, but you cannot say what that character does as a response to it.
Okay.
So I can start off a scene saying, I have just shot you. That is fine. I cannot say that you run away.
Okay.
That is the restriction. Whenever you frame a scene, you get to do that. You can also say, I want somebody else to frame a scene for me. At which point, everybody else at the table collaborates together to frame the scene for you. And you then play through it.
No problem.
During Act 1, which is what we're currently in, everybody at the table can at any point during a scene grab one of these dice and give it to the player that is currently in this scene. If I give you a white die, that means, for some reason, this scene is supposed to be good for you. I can give that die to you at any point. I can give it to you at the beginning of your scene. I can give it to you at the end of your scene. It does not really matter. At the end, when we have resolved the entire scene, you will then have to give that die away to somebody else. And you will say why this thing that is good that happened to me is good for this other person. So, the two, however, do not have to be entirely interlinked. So, if I give you a bad die, that will mean you go and visit your grandma. I give you a black die. Why is this so bad? And then you tell us the scene. You tell us what is happening. If there are other players involved, you can roleplay them. You can also at times say, will you play my grandma, even though she doesn't actually have it. She's not a player. You can do that if you want. And at the end of your scene, you give your die away and say why you're giving it to that person. Alright, that is for Act 1. At the end of Act 1, we will then roll our dice. What you want is the highest possible value of the same color. Black or white, doesn't really matter. Black can be just as beneficial as white, as long as you have more of it than you do white. So what you would do is, like, this is better than this, even though you're rolling more dice. You were trying to get as many of the same color. At the end of Act 1, we will then have the tilt scene. That is, at which point we pull out another sheet, slap it in the middle of the table. Whoever rolls the highest on their dice then gets to choose what the tilt is. And what that is it's like, okay, we're going to try and get a baby, and then something else horrible happens. For whatever reason. Turns out it wasn't your baby. It was some evil drug dealer's baby that we accidentally stole from the hospital. Whatever. Doesn't matter. That is then the tilt scene. We figure out what's going on, and then we have two more scenes in Act 2. In Act 2, you may at any point, when you frame your own scene, grab a die for yourself. Does not matter what color it is, and then once you grab it, show it, and we have to then role play through the scene to say that it is either good or bad for you. And in Act 2, you keep your dice. And as you can tell, we are limited on the number of colors of each type. So as the scenes progress, you start to see, okay, well, apparently stuff has been good for people. It has to start sucking. Because we're running out of white dice.
Okay.
So, does anybody wish to start?
Good. All right. The scene is one of those ubiquitous cornfields. You know, they're all over the place. And it's one of those that has, like, the big oak tree right out in the middle of it that they kept there for some reason. I'm standing there. You are lying on the ground. Big bruise on the side of your face. And I'm standing there with a fist clenched as if I've just decked you. And I reach down and from from your hand, I pull off your wedding ring with a big fucking rock on it. That is the frame for the scene.
Oh, also, if it matters, you don't necessarily have to have two people involved. You can just narrate my little monologue and grab it out. It's better if you get other people involved, way better, but you don't have to. All right, so you two.
What do you think you're doing? Do you realize who I am? Right, what I can do for you?
You can't touch me. I'm a star.
Please. You're just a buff little boy who's going to grow up, work a dead-end job, sit on his ass, eat Cheetos on a beanbag chair for the rest of his life.
Well, the person I see on their ass right now is you.
Oh, I will get you. Just you wait.
And I toss the ring up in the air and catch it in my hand and walk back to my car.
You have no idea who you're messing with.
You just hear his laughter echoing.
Okay, so I slayed you a black die, which means this maybe might not go as well as you think it's going.
Right.
So, you can still keep playing through the scene and say why it's bad.
Is that in character or out of character?
You can do it in character, you can do it out of character.
Okay. Out of character, it's bad for me because she's got a lot more connections than I'm aware of at all. And all I think I did was take down one of those uppity church ladies and get that ring that I need.
Okay. All right. And is that it for your scene?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Then you would give that die away to somebody and say why.
Because you are the social outcast companion to my popularity, and anything bad that happens to me probably has much, much worse ramifications for you because you don't have the layers of social insulation that I've got.
You don't know the half of it.
All right. Do you want to start?
Sure. So I say where my scene is.
Yep. And don't forget, you kind of want to try and bring this stuff into play, too, whenever you can.
Right. The scene is between you and I, and it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm cut to school, and I'm in some broken down old man bar called One-Eyed Louie's, and you're there smelling bad and trying to steal money out of the tip pitcher that's on the friggin' bar. And I walk up and I sit next to you. Buy a drink?
Sure.
Bartender, what's your poison?
Whatever is powerful.
Well, wine is fine, but liquor's quicker. Two shots of tequila, please.
Are you a little underage?
That's not what my ID says.
Two shots. So you have a
problem. Let's throw, yeah.
During Act 1, somebody else has to give you a die.
Okay.
Can I give it to multiple people?
Always give it to her.
Okay.
Always give it to the person who starts the scene.
So listen, Stinky. You don't know me, but I know you. Maybe you know my brother. Good looking, tall, track star. Runs pretty quick. Yeah, if you don't stay away from him, I'm going to make sure that you will. You understand me?
Oh, so you're that little fine upstart sister.
Yeah.
What you going to do about it, little girl?
Wouldn't you like to find out? It's important in life to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, everything just degenerates into a dark, nasty void. See you around.
See you, sugar.
And I leave the bar. Oh, yeah. You might want to take a shower.
Okay.
So now I give this...
The white dye there. You give that to somebody and say what? Okay.
I don't know.
The white dye.
Oh, the white
dye.
The
one that you just got.
Okay. Okay. Let's see.
This could be good for you. Because if he plays ball, you're not going to have to, like, worry about taking photographs and night vision goggles and stuff like that. Unwanted advances. Bad touches.
All right. Do you want to go?
A little bit later on, I meet up with you. Damp in my feet, swinging my bag, completely and utterly fucking pissed off. That goddamn little bastard's gonna pay. Which goddamn little bastard? That brother of yours. Why? What did he do?
Took my damn wedding ring.
Punched me square in the face.
What's your name?
Arrow.
You've been divorced like 3 times.
Okay. Actually, we're gonna go wear a
clothes. Maybe next to a necklace.
You have any idea how much this thing cost my second ex-husband?
Probably not as much as you did. Come on, now. Well, listen, I'll talk to my bro and see what the word is. Maybe he was mistaken about something.
Could have been the way he said it. You say this first?
Should never hit a woman. I'm so sorry.
Oh, he did. He knocked me square on my bubble ass.
I like the bubble ass part.
You lose both. It's all right. Don't be upset. Please don't be upset. Please don't hurt him because he's a jock. Doesn't think
exactly
with
why
this
that
way.
Little bastard needs to pay.
Well, maybe you give me a chance. Let me talk to him and see if I can get your ring back for you. And an apology letter and maybe a box of Godivas.
That sounds good, but I still want my damn ring back.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
So how's that? What happened? That sounded too good, so it's gotta, I gotta give you a black dye. Why is it bad?
Coming after that little... I'm not a heavy user, but I use a little bit. Come after his ass.
Alright, so you're gonna get in trouble if you're gonna beat the crap out of the high school. Alright, I'm gonna start my seat. It is gonna be Sunday morning. Everybody is gonna be there at church. I am standing up next to the minister. I am going around and getting the choir all in order. Whenever I look back and see all four of you looking back at each other, and as you stand up and start like looking at each other and notice each other, and you see seething hatred in everybody's eyes as all of you stare at each other, wondering what's going on.
I try to hide it best I can because we are in the house.
So, before I go any further, I'd like to know how you guys are going to react to each other when you finally have to go to church on a Sunday morning.
I am utterly pissed off by composing myself because we are in church.
I'm on the opposite side of the church from you because we usually don't hang out.
You don't want to be seen with me.
And I'm sitting in the back with my feet kicked up on the pew. I glance over at you and I just chuckle a little bit. I turn and I look at you and I just sort of my face just sort of wilts a little. Like, and I start talking to my buddy.
What do I do?
I say hello to Bula, and then I look at you, and I pointedly take my oversized goth cross and flip it upside down so it catches on the chains, and it's an upside down cross.
What's your jumping on? What's your jumping on?
I grin disturbingly. See, I'm missing a tooth.
I come over to you, oh honey, and I reach over to straighten your cross and kind of inappropriately touch you while I do.
I grab your wrist. Padre?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Diocese, you know, scandals, cover up. Cover up.
We're not Catholic. All right, I apologize immensely. I did not mean anything by it, but it is very disrespectful to present the cross in such a manner. I'm sure it was only accidental.
It must have gotten caught on my cleavage, Padre. Sorry. Sorry. Forgive me.
At this point, my wife comes up and is kind of giving me this look of, what the hell are you doing?
That's right.
And then she, my wife.
And I say, Mrs. Smith, good afternoon. Happy Sunday to you, ma'am.
She's very pleasant. Totally blows you off and has no intention of actually backing up that compliment.
Good.
Comes over and sits next to you. She starts conversing about such things as, you know, possible in the future. She seems to be flirting with you a little bit in the process.
It is missing tooth.
Looking mighty fine today.
I am utterly oblivious to the fact that she is flirting with you, though, and think this is just a wonderful thing that you guys are getting to know each other before we go through this beautiful process.
Put my hand on her leg.
Okay. You're going to succeed in getting
apple. Oh, you're so affectionate. I believe this is going well for you. You're not being murdered by me. All right.
Okay, it does say pawn shop on it, right?
Yes, pawn shop.
You're right. With a big heavy gun, then it's about to enter the courtyard. The barrels are spinning, and it's turned around, and it looks like a candy.
All right. Oh, wait. Good. You have a scene. I gave you the die.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm the scene now?
Yes.
Okay. So, after church, meanwhile, in your pawn shop, and I'm, you're there,
okay,
trying to pawn your ring. Well, I'm there, you know, talking to you about your wife. He walks in here and be like, oh, that little upstart. You see Tosa Town being the track star now. All downhill from here. Best years of his life. They bitter my voice.
You two seem to be very close.
Not as close as I'd like.
I walked past and took you the bird. Got something to sell you, Mr. Smith.
What you wish, pretty boy?
Something to say?
Something to sell you, sir.
Oh, yes. What do you have there?
And I pull out the wedding ring, making sure that he sees it.
Yeah.
Because you're her second ex-husband.
That's why you're poor now.
And say, got that, looks to be worth a pretty penny.
Yeah, sure. He talks, cleans it, looks under the microscope there. Yeah, he gives you probably like a couple $100 for it.
Can I have some of that and just a couple fives and tens in there?
Sure. Goes, breaks it out. There you go.
Count it, take a $5 bill, crumble it up and throw it at you, take a fucking shower.
I walk up to you real close, grab you by the arm. Where'd a little boy like you get a nice ring like that?
Found it in the cornfield.
Found it, dude. What's a good boy like you going out in the cornfield? Should you be home studying? Braiding your sister's hair?
Grab your hand, remove her from her shirt, straighten the varsity jacket, turn on my heel, walk out. Why did that go badly for you?
It goes badly for me because I'm making inappropriate actions towards a high school student, and it's going to get my ass busted.
And people notice your actions.
So if anything bad happens to you, I'm going to be the first suspect.
Scene is outside the pawn shop.
All right, so this went bad for you because you're being noticed as a pedophile?
Nambla. Mr. Nambla.
And, you know, hostile force towards him. So if anything bad happens to him, I'm probably going to be first on the list.
All right.
Sound drunk.
So I have taken note of your aggravation with him, and you have gotten a black die. All right, so you would have to give that black die to somebody now. And then tell us why.
Well, it gets back to you that your ring's gotten pawned. So you're planning on revenge.
By the way, while you were gone, I established in my scene that he was your second ex-husband.
Yeah.
Which is why the ring is a big deal.
That's why I recognize they know where it's from.
Did you want to start? Go to my pawn shop and ask for the ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like my ring back, please.
I don't believe I have anything of yours, miss.
That goddamn little pug, Bradley, what's his face, little testosterone ring jock from whatever it is.
Miss Clancy, I don't know what you're talking about.
My leg ring from my second husband. It was mighty valuable, that little bastard punched me right here in my face and took my ring.
Are you saying...
I heard that he came here and pawned it, Miss Nathan.
Are you saying that Bradley stole your ring?
That's what I just said! Ain't you listening?
If that is the case, why are you coming here, Miss Clancy? You need to go to the police department and make a report.
I caught wind that he pawned it. I want my goddamn ring back. I hope I don't have to get Cheryl involved.
I believe that's what you're going to have to do, Miss Clancy.
All right, I'll take this little hat shop door down with me. With him.
Miss Clancy, I'm sorry, but he stole me the ring. If you want to go to the police, I'm sure they can take care of that, but unless you want to pay for the ring, I cannot give it to you right now.
You're going to make me take it, Miles. Fucking ring back. What the hell is wrong with you, Joe?
Damn right I am, bitch.
You really don't want me to go to papers.
Oh, we've been friends for years. Years and years.
I'm on to you.
Miss Clancy, just go to the police department, make a report. Here, pulls out the phone, sets it on the counter.
Oh, you
make a call.
Call the police.
Call the mayor.
I am going down to Sheriff Dearborn's office. I'm going to make my presence known.
As long as it's not here.
It's going well for you.
If you don't have anything, I think I have something for myself now.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so I know that I have your ring, and I know that the police department's probably going to be here and call me next hour or so to get it. So I'm making a point.
An hour?
A couple hours, whatever. I'm making a point of calling another pawn shop owner that I know and shutting down the store to drive down to his shop and sell him the ring so that she'll never be able to find it. Alright, so yes, I'm just going to monologue my scene and say, I make a point of getting rid of her ring entirely so that when the police do eventually contact me, I already got rid of it, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Except I'm going to tell them that I sold it to you.
Well, that's going to go poorly for me.
This isn't going to go well if you guys are trying to make a baby for cereal.
Okay, now if one of you guys.
Let's see, well, it's going to fast forward about a week later.
Okay.
And it is Saturday night, and there is a party going on out at one of the houses near Starfield Acres. So it's just one of the big high school bonfire parties. Everyone's just drinking and carrying on. And I think I'm just going to monologue this one as well. you can be there if you want to, but we, all right. And I'm just carrying on about how great it was to have some extra money, and you know, bragging about the kegs I was able to get for the party, and how, you know, no one ever touches me. I can't, you know, I got no problems doing anything I want in this town, and I'm, you know, things are going to be big for me.
Well, for you currently.
Okay.
All right, and then you would give that die to somebody else.
See. And I think that's going to go well for you because one of the nice jocks that sort of plays along with the in crowd but doesn't really buy it has a thing for you, and he finally at that party sort of, you know, makes it known to you and is being sincere about it.
So I go now?
You can go right now, yes.
Well, see, here's the thing. We've been family for a really, really long time, and I, of course, found out about your pawn in the ring because you had told me about it. So knowing you and having lived with you my whole life, I know that in your closet, behind your winter coat, you have, like, one of those. Is that Julie Rimmer's retainer? Holy crap! And in that box are little trophies from things that you've been taking from people. Friends, neighbors, adults, things out of mom's purse. And they look really clean and lovingly tended to. So, I don't know if there's anything really in here that I can sell, but maybe I'm going to get you to buy that ring back.
Someone has to hand you a die.
I have to hand you a die.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
Which color shall we award her? It's going well for her because she gets to embarrass her brother.
Leverage.
Another very good game, by the way.
And it was, you have to pass
the white one. Oh, I have to pass the white one. Okay.
What you just got,
This is going to go well for you. You say why. I can do that. She can say why.
Because that little bastard's okay.
And I think I have the perfect scene to follow up for you. Can I frame your scene for you?
Sure.
Okay. You and me. You and I and you.
Pronoun and pronoun?
Yes. We are in the car. I have given you a ride back from the hospital. You have just gone through all of the physical tests to make sure that you're a healthy specimen. And you deposited your specimen there, testing that. On the way back, I say I have to stop at the church, which is on County Road. We're driving by a place, and I see there is this huge party alongside the road. And I am just thinking, what kind of people have a party like this next to the church? So I pull in there to go yell at all the kids. Whenever I get there, you see him well lubricated.
Well lubricated. I'll get out of the car, saunter up to you, not paying attention, drinking and wrestling around in a kiddie pool full of baby oil. Some of the young girls from your school, all drunk.
They're actually sitting there in sweatpants, but that's just what he sees in his mind.
I saunter up out of the shadows, bottle in hand I've picked up somewhere. Well, isn't this a fine sight? The little klepto himself.
I stand up and shake off the nubile young girl. I say, you better get the fuck out of here.
Well, I think I should just stay.
I grab a towel from someone and, you know, dry myself off, grab a shirt and gesture. And all the defensive linemen stand and come up behind me. So there are like 5 300-pound guys standing behind me. I said, no, I think you should get the fuck out of here.
So how's that little sister of yours and your fine ass
mother? You can't even complete the sentence before I hurl myself at you and take a swing.
Should like escort him outside and then have a little scene together on the porch.
First Robin beating somebody up. Your mama's going to hear about this.
What's that?
You go to the side and yell at you. You little Missy, what are you doing?
Mama, out of this.
Are you party?
Son of making fun of all the
just
dogs.
Punching me. You know, my nose is a little bloody, but I'm a tough here? Old guy. I'm just
sitting
sort of laughing at it.
They're underage.
You okay. Keep thinking you're all that.
Yelling at everybody,
I'll
trying to get them all out of the party.
Alex, Frank, and I, to the defensive
embarrassing
line,
all
come
the,
over and they start working you over.
Football players, tell them they have to go home.
These are the big guys.
Well,
don't
you
get all that
get
baby oil in that tub.
This is degenerating.
Do you know how many babies we had to wring out to make this baby oil?
It's going bad for you because you just assaulted a high school with a liquor bottle.
Awesome. All right, so you got black dye.
In full view of Joe Smith, the pawn shop owner.
You got a black dye? Who would you like to give that to?
I will give that to you.
Awesome. I just got incriminated with a lot of bad stuff. Okay. Has everybody got 2 scenes?
Yeah.
So yes. Yes, we have. All right.
Now we have finally.
Alright, this is the point where we actually roll dice. Everybody will grab their dice. You will find your total. So subtract your black from your white from your black to find out if you have high black or high white, essentially. That is awesome.
That's right. High. That's my total.
Alright, so you got 2 whites, you got 4 whites, you got 3 black. Two black. Alright, so you have the highest in black. And you have the highest in white.
Uh-huh.
So, between your dice, you guys will get to choose the tilt. So the tilt. It works exactly like the rest of the character creation process.
Okay.
It has to come from those dice and the values you have.
So these here?
Yes.
So the 5 dice that you've got. So we have 4s and 1s.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we can start with 1, 4, 4.
4, for sure.
Okay, so the tilt is guilt.
Oh, I thought it said hope.
No, it says guilt.
Oh, withdrawn. Number okay. 1. I thought that said cult. I'd be like, wouldn't it be great if the religious zealot was leading a Satan circle or something?
So the tilt is mayhem. That is one of those. Now we have an out of control rampage or magnificent self destruction.
Definitely.
Yeah. Last summer Sundays, like one table.
At the Savage Bar and Grill last night, they announced semi-officially that they broke their attendance record with almost 600 attendees for the weekend.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, so our tilt is...
Kevin, how's it going?
Mayhem.
That was the third part.
Magnificent self-destruction. You keep this dice. Yeah.
I interpreted a rule wrong and played the game with a rule wrong, so I got 10
points. And that one, yeah. 4-1.
But I still beat them.
What rule did
you do? Yeah, the tilt is magnificent self-destruction.
The lighthouse?
It says who is in mayhem? How is that person or multiple people going through a magnificent self-destruction?
For the next turn?
Well, a big fight has just started breaking out at this party, right?
I personally think those two are prime candidates.
But I thought,
however, everybody has this fiend.
Yeah.
So,
okay, well, now, do we just get to say in general what's happened after the... Okay.
You can say in general, we can start scenes, go to Act 2,
okay,
if you're ready. If you want to discuss a little bit beforehand, though.
How about... his life is basically beginning to spiral out of control. There are probably criminal charges being pressed, and he's an accessory to that. She, finding out that her ring is Sawa Dawn, probably starts using more heavily. You have evidence on me that I've basically been stealing for years and years and years. So, what would you want to do with that? Would you want to hang it over your head, or would you want to...
I would probably hold it over your head. However, you, while you guys got into a fight, who threw the first punch?
That would have been me.
Not everybody at the high school at that party is going to back your play, because a lot of them think that you're just kind of a cocky so-and-so. So, aside from the whole klepto thing, which you may require, medical attention for, possibly, visiting a facility, you could be in legal trouble, too, because you can't just go around doing things like that.
And how would you deal with someone actually like him?
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be a great reaction on your part.
No, I would have to say, he's all right, but he's totally stupid, and brains are so sexy.
But in reality, you would really probably like to be with him. It's got to be some kind of self-destruction.
Complete and total insecurity.
Insecurity and self-loathing.
Took a bite when he declared it, as he did.
If anybody ever finds out my secret, I'm going to be right there with you.
Okay. So that's the general setup.
Okay. I think I know where I'd like to start for my scene. You've been out at the bar. Cops got the drug dog out. He was just letting the dog out to go take a piss in the parking lot. As he did, the dog went into a ballistic rampage around your car. Instead of going and interrogating you, they got back in their car and have decided to follow you and see where you go. At which point, you, having found your ring, you get some inclination, for whatever reason you want to go visit your
ex.
Whatever reason you want, you go and visit her. At the same time, I have been asked by the church to host a reception for a gathering of several old veterans of foreign wars who are coming in and having this huge party. And because you are also on the committee for such things, and I thought it would be hilarious to have this happen, I decided, well, I can't host it at my house. We'll just host it at Bula's house. So instead, I showed up to your house. I got the key. I let myself in. I'm going around, moving the cattle away, making room for more parking. About the same time that you pull in, and then you pull in, and then the cops pull in to find your meth lab.
Did we meth lab at my house?
Absolutely.
Who discussed that? Was that your
Oh, in the barn.
In the barn?
It's on the back of the property.
That lefty looks shit all the way out in
there. Yep. So, I show up there, and I am like moving things around, and I have no idea what a meth lab is or what it looks like. I just think it's some sort of like farming cleaning equipment. And I'm there moving it all around and like making way and spaces, moving stuff. Right as the car pulls in, and I'm sitting there holding this big jug of like stuff, and it's like horrible, horrible smell. I got a rag wrapped around me as the cops pull up, and they pull a gun on me. I drop it.
Oh.
Son of a bitch!
And the crash of the thing causes the deputy, who is a twitchy little guy, to crack off a shot. And it doesn't hit you, but it hits the stuff right at your feet.
Boom! I go up in flames.
Stop, Joshua!
I think it's mayhem. Alright, so I have a stop, drop, and roll.
What's this right there?
I am freaking out. I am on fire on the ground, rolling about. Cops are there. You're here. You're here now. Are you guys doing anything?
Yeah.
As I hear all this commotion, I come running out of my house with a cattle prod. So I think cows are going insane. What the hell y'all doing on my property? Get the fuck out of here!
You see me running around under your parking grass on fire.
What did I tell you about with them lights that we used to light the candles at the altar?
I dumped over your entire meth lab.
Yep.
And the cops are here.
It was all his. I got cows. I need a cattle prod.
One night, calling the fire department to come in.
Still smoldering. I like throw my ratty old coat on you and like jump on top of you, being like, "Hold still, hold still."
The sound of sirens is the fire department, the fire squad gets dispatched.
Yes. As I stop burning and freaking out, the cops come and arrest me, put me in the back of their car. They call in more help. You guys are eventually pulled in. The cop goes over to your car and like finds something they would entice a drug dog.
No, they're
thinking like marijuana.
They probably find some drugs that she lent me or left in my car when she borrowed it without telling me, because she still got the keys.
Awesome. So not only do I get myself caught on fire, but I get all three of us arrested.
All busted.
All right, so I have grabbed a black dye.
Okay.
And that is where I'm going to end my scene there.
Okay, well, I'll continue the scene with all three of us in lockup. So
I'm probably in the hospital.
Oh yeah, you're probably in the hospital, but we're in lockup. Sorry about that, Beulah. I was just coming to tell you, you know, like, I know who's got your ring, and I'm trying to get back. You know I'd never take that ring from you.
I didn't say you took the ring. That goddamn little punk took my ring.
I know. Well, the sheriff came by, said I took the ring.
You guys are arguing back.
Never been the brightest.
You guys are arguing back and forth, and one of the sheriffs has me by the back of the shirt and hauls me into the cell and throws me into lockup. They caught me with something.
What did they find for you? It was his scene.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
They caught me lifting something in the department store. In the local department store. Just shoplifting, but they hauled me in for it.
Well, it isn't the little klepto himself.
All right, so
sheriff, you can't leave me in here, sheriff. These people are crazy.
Hey, sheriff, do you remember how I said that little punk bastard that took my ring from me? Y'all didn't believe me. Now do you believe me?
So, how'd your mother react when she heard about that party? Boom. The sheriff. see this.
Is this what you do to him or what your mother did to you?
I go and attack him again.
All right. Awesome.
I just stand there and take it. Sheriff jangles to get the keys to get in there and comes in with his nightstick.
I am beating you until they pull me off.
Yeah, you're going to get a few nightsticks to the head for this one.
I seen him outside my mama's window. He's always coming over. He's always calling. Kick.
Oh, I have it perfect.
As I'm sitting there bleeding, I'm like, man's got a right to keep an eye on his daughter.
Oh, it's even better now.
Creepy guys harassing you, but your mom, too, apparently.
Okay.
Do you have to take advice on this?
I was going to say,
regular assault on a minor to domestic violence. Well,
alright, so, let's finish your, this was your scene, right?
No, this is my scene.
Okay. There's your scene. Alright.
While all of the barn was getting burned down and all of that, I ran home to make sure that my stash, my records, my little black book, all of it was destroyed. And I found my mama crying. And she's looking at a photo album. And I say, Mama, why are you crying? And she's so overcome with guilt that she can't even talk. She runs from the room sobbing. And I open the album, and there's my mama as a little girl with her daddy. Like somebody that I have met recently. And when you turn the picture over, it says that that's her father. And I swear to God, maybe I didn't realize it because he was older, but he and my brother look like exactly alike, and we're twins. But it'd be really weird for those looks to totally skip a generation. Maybe that's why Mama drinks so much. I don't know.
She's got you two as children. I think we all understand.
She loves me. And in the back of the album is a birth certificate, our birth certificate. And the father's name is just not listed. I don't think I can handle this. And instead of destroying my stash, I decide to indulge in a little vacation.
Grab a die.
No, that's bad for me.
After the sheriff pulled me off and, you know, whacked me a few good ones to not some sense into me, I get tossed into a cell by myself, and what I hear you say, you know, what I heard you say is echoing around my brain, and little pieces are starting to fall into place, and I break down and just begin crying in a separate cell a ways away, and I just lose it.
Aw, he's gonna cry now. Ain't that sweet?
So, your scene. What are you doing there? What's going on? So, where are we at?
Other than floating and him getting busted, I'm still trying to convince every sheriff that walks by, every deputy that walks by, that it wasn't my meth lab. It was yours in that dilapidated shed. Why would I go into a dilapidated shed? And that, it was really all yours. I didn't know it was there.
Okay, so you're trying to convince them?
Yes.
Anybody else you want to involve in that? If not, how's it going?
You took my ring. No, you took my ring. You bought it.
Don't forget that your fingerprints would probably be all over it.
All over what?
The equipment.
All right. Touching it with your bare hands, you're a dumbass.
There's other parts.
Case in point.
There's other parts. you can touch, but yeah.
So you guys run for a while.
Probably not going so well for me.
Okay.
It was on my property, and I'm the one that came out wielding the cattle prod.
Can I frame a scene for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you are all bandaged up, lying in the hospital bed.
Yep.
It's not as bad as it could have been. You didn't know. You've only got third-degree burns in some small spots, mostly, you know. But you're still all gauzed up, and the trying to think here.
The neuro- must have to find those cells.
Yeah. The nurse comes in, you know, and you're conscious. You're able to see. She's like, Joe, I'm a little confused about this. We're looking at like the next of kin records and things like that, and there's somebody listed here in our paperwork. Says they're a relative of yours. Looks like blood kin.
Really? Let me see that.
And they've got photographic evidence, you know, that just like names and things. And his picture is listed.
That looks a lot like Mark. Yep, that's Mark. And you're saying this is a
record of kinship, Joe.
That's my brother. Well, are you trying to... As it kind of dawns on him the fact that his wife's 3 months pregnant with Mark's child, the surrogate or in vitro fertilized with. He's going, oh. He goes and starts to, like, pull himself up out of bed.
Joe, you can't be out of
bed. No.
You got to lay down.
Let me go.
Doctor, orderly, and they come in and sedate you.
Call my wife.
Jojo, we'll call your wife, Joe. We'll let her know.
Whore.
You hear them muttering about how they're not actually going to call your wife. They think you're just rambling. It's got to be the pain and the morphine.
All right. I think this is going very bad for me still.
Okay, now we need to start thinking positive.
Alright, so, yes, I end up very, very disturbed. When my wife comes and visits me, I make a point of not letting her know a damn thing. She will be clueless for the rest of her life, despite the fact that she's going to leave me in about 2 weeks for him.
Everybody wants the alcoholic drifter.
All right, so while I'm laying in the hospital and I finally get out,
well,
probably the end.
Well, while you're laying in the hospital waiting to get out, your wife's sitting there, keeping an eye on you. I show up to visit because we've known each other a long time, and I'm friendly with your wife.
Indeed, you are.
So you clearly like come out of it and see me standing there talking with your wife about how you're doing, being all friendly.
Just like her. So, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. They let me out.
They let you out?
Yeah, they let me out. Well, they realized most of the fighting and a brawling going on was that little fuck's fault.
What did they arrest you for? What happened?
Oh, they found some of Beulah's stash on in my stuff.
I knew that little bitch was full of shit.
Well, she borrowed my car and I didn't keep track. And that in general just causing trouble, disturbing the peace, because, you know, a couple weeks ago, that fight I had.
She's got the devil in her, I tell you.
Oh, she ain't all that bad.
Devil, that woman. Horrible. At this point, my wife.
wife's like, oh no, don't say that, honey. It's horrible. She's sitting there kind of like looking at you, kind of saying, oh, he doesn't mean that. It's the medication.
All that negative energy affects the baby.
Affects the baby? Well, I look over at my wife and it's like, you whore! Start yelling and screaming at her and just belittling her as much as I possibly can. And yelling at her, calling her all kinds of horrible, horrible names.
Or a Babylon.
I press the nurse call button. You're like, nurse, he's hysterical. Don't you go talking to your wife like that.
I go over there and hit my morphine drip button.
Yeah. Calm down and relax. What has gotten into you?
I think at this point I'm probably just like passing out, not having anything to say. I can't be productive at this point. Hate me.
Things are going for me. Well, for me.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well, just a couple days later is my arraignment for the shoplifting.
Yep.
And the dad of the quarterback of the football team. We're obviously buddies because I'm the running back. You know, we're a team. And his dad gets the charges dismissed, dropped completely. You know, he's friends with the judge and he's gotten in with it. So the charges are dropped and my name is cleared.
All right. So you apparently get away with shoplifting. You too.
Okay.
Did you have something?
Yeah, after thinking about it a little bit more, I realized that my mom wasn't married when she actually had us, and we never really had a father, so based on that picture, I, being all interested in the mysteries, I go to the local newspaper office, and I find that at that time, that, you know, about 9 months before we were born, there was like a mystery gentleman rapist loose in the countryside. And it turns out like there were about 6 women who were victims. And because of their religious beliefs, none of them decided, they all had their babies. So, digging a little more, I find that my mom wasn't quite 18 years old, so they kept her name off the record. So I'm wondering if possibly...
You was a rape baby?
I was a rape baby, and I think I might know who to look to, because the other kids, you know, we kind of have things in common. Bizarre. We all kind of look alike. We all have dark hair, but really green eyes. I mean, that's kind of strange. And
you are a promiscuous man.
Yes.
So that's good for me, because when I find out who this guy is,
you know where to point.
I know where to point, and I know who's going down. Don't you dare strike my little brother.
All right, so
I was born a minute.
This is the last die to be assigned. The last die is always a wild die. It is any color, as far as what you want to have happen.
Sitting there in myself thinking. Finally gave up on the ring. Just a worthless trinket in. And besides, at least that little punk bastard sitting in one cell next to me. And he's sitting in the other cell next to me. They gotta listen to me.
He got out, by the way.
You got out?
I got let off on a technicality. All the charges were dropped.
You didn't get prosecuted for that. Did you get prosecuted for the meth?
Okay, that's why I got holding, so it's on my property. Well, you know, look at the sheriff. It's like, you know that sweet little girl?
Brandy.
Joshua's brother. You think I'm as smart as having to read my Bible all the time? Because, you know, I got to keep up with the Lord's prayers. You think I'm as smart on my own to be able to make that meth stuff?
That book is way too big for
no one. No, no. That little girl, Brandy, she's my distributor.
Okay, so you're
at least splitting the guilt in two different directions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is the whatever you call the thing at the end of the book now.
Epilogue.
Jesus. All right, the way we do this is you grab your dice. You don't have to roll anything for this. Oh, wait. Yeah, you do roll. What am I thinking? Grab your dice. You roll them. And do like you did before. So don't think. All right. So find out your total for this specific color. Let your black subtract from your white or whatever. Then we will look at the aftermath to determine what has happened. There is a table here. There is a white and a black table. Hope I pointed at the right ones. You add up your total, and you look at the listing where it says for that number. You will then say, all right, this is the narration for my epilogue.
Okay.
All right. So, like, I roll an, I roll an 11 here. You subtract from each other.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you got a total of 2 black.
Okay. All right, I got you. Sorry.
All right, and I got a total here of 11 black. So I will look at what's the 11 black. When I look at that, and all of us get a chance to look and see what happens in our aftermath, you will then, at the end of the game, take your dice, and if you can flavor them based upon the die color is good, but you don't really have to, you will say, this is Joe getting out of jail. This is Joe starting a new life, whatever it may be. And then you finish your story that way. And you do this as we go around, one die at a time. You say, this is Mark, and he does something. And tell us what happens.
You use all your dice to do that?
Yes, all of your dice. Okay. You use all of them for that. It just matters color for your total here.
Okay.
All right, so I have 11.
Have any of us ever gotten that high before?
11?
Yeah.
Oh, I know Russ got like 25 or...
That's Russ, though. He can do some things.
Oh, hi!
Awesome.
Are we going to start? I have no idea where they went. I'm presuming bathrooms. All their stuff is still there. Well, my stuff. This is Joe getting out of the hospital, making it home, and being relieved of the charges for him for owning the meth lab.
Okay. Well, this is Mark getting arrested because the paternity finally came out of all those rapes years and years ago, back when he was a young virile track star who thought he could get away with anything.
This is Brad going right back into the same life that he had before all the stuff went down.
So you go whatever color
outcome. If you can, it's good, but okay. Just do it for all of your dice there.
You have to get rid of all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
One at a time.
One at a time. Well, this is Brandy getting questioned by the sheriff's department thanks to Beulah and not quite having a well enough thought out story.
This is Beulah getting convicted of running a meth lab out of her dilapidated farm shed.
Alright. This is Joe. He's getting divorced from his wife as she's left him for another man.
Well, this is Mark finding a woman who's willing to have him even though he's in jail, who has a healthy baby on the way, finally legitimate.
This is Brad working at the local gas station after high school, but finding some time on the side with Joe's ex-wife.
This is Brandy, who, being kind of an arrogant, book-nosed, snotty goth girl, made lots and lots of enemies, and unfortunately people can't keep their mouths shut, so a lot of people are testifying against her as having bought meth from her. Holy crap, I hope they try me as a juvenile.
This is Bill being sentenced to 10 years in jail.
This is Joe, selling his pawn shop, everything he owns, finding another beautiful woman, and moving to another country, because he is so happy to get rid of that whore.
Mark finally cleans up his act being in jail, gets off the sauce, starts getting a little healthier again.
All right. This is Brad enjoying his life easy, no stress, and he's still getting it regular like Joe's ex-wife.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Do you use the dice according to what your book said, no matter what color they are?
Yeah, just off the total.
Okay, off the total. So this is Brandy, who did actually get convicted, but since she's not quite 17 years old, she's got to serve a year in juvie, but it's in the city. And, you know, the city girls are really different than country girls, and she is totally not prepared for that scene. So when the lights go out and the whimpering begins, yeah, there's this little stuffed rabbit that she keeps with her from when she was a little girl.
They won't touch you, Mr. Snuggles.
This is Beulah getting out on conditional parole after 8 years.
Yep.
Cracks a tankard over that guy's head.
And this is Mark, cleaned up, telling your ex-wife who you've been having a relationship with about his past, and coming to terms with the rapes and, you know, who these people's fathers are.
This is Brad,
okay.
I'm trying to think of something else. Getting a promotion to be the manager of the gas station and settling down with a nice girl from town.
This is Brandy, who's half sister by the cow patty rapist, needed a kidney transplant. Her Brandy's blood type was the best match, so she got to leave the facility to go do this operation, but prior to the actual slicing and dicing, she nabbed a doctor's coat and slipped out of the hospital, and that poor girl died. And she can never go home again.
Beulah was was never really a religious person. She just did it for appearances because it got her out of trouble with the law. So her, part of her conditional parole is that she has to run a youth program, anti-drugs, abstinence only, straight up from the Bible shit.
And this is Brad finding out who his actual father was and the conditions of that, of his birth, and him being sent to jail for murder.
Okay. That was Fiasco.
That was crazy. Totally fun. Yeah, I loved it.
Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Do you like that sound? Then check out the Gamers Haven Podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamers Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.